Okay, let's just recap where we left off. We had here in the Mishnah. Now we'll read it. It'll take 2 minutes to read it over. B'chol anachla v'ene b'chol akoyen. B'chol akoyen v'ene b'chol anachla. B'chol anachla l'akoyen. You have all possibilities. You could have a b'chol, it's only a b'chol anachla. Rashi's ayin, the firstborn to the father. You could have a b'chol, it's only l'akoyen. And you could have a b'chol that's both l'anachla and l'akoyen. That means, even though he came out not first, he'll still be a b'chol anachla l'akoyen. So since there was no Vlad of Kayama, so there's no din of Oinoi, right? Rashi's Oinoi, as we learned. Only a Vlad that the father is oining over, misses. That's the kind of Vlad that's considered a Vlad for Yerusha. Yotza Roshi Chai, Ben Tisha Shigatza Roshi Meis, Vamapelas kimin behem achayev oif. Div Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Meir. All of these lack the rachis ayin, and therefore they are not considered firstborn lagabi b'choira v'nachalo, but they are mitzias a peter rechem. So the next vlad is not a b'chor l'koyin. Chachamim argue when they say Achiyeh b'mitzuris Adam that this is not called a peter rechem either. Hamapel sandal shol yeshvir ayotze mechutuch. All of these examples, habo achareihem b'chol anachala ve'enei b'chol akoyin. Now the Mishnah doesn't say how much of the vlad has to come out if it comes out mechutuch. Right, how much of the vlad has to come out? But Rashi and other Rishonim say you need Rubai. Most of the body. Over there it sounds like Roshai would not be sufficient. In other words, there has to be most of the body. It doesn't say Roshai Rubai. We'll see. It's a Machloikis, but doesn't have to. Pashtus doesn't have to be Pashtus, it shouldn't need Rubai. Roshai should be enough. Because Roshai is called a Leida. So in as much that a Mechutach it's called a Leda, right? A cut up baby is called a Leda for Peter Rechem. So it shouldn't make a difference whether it came out alive or not alive, intact, where then the head would be enough to be called a Bechor to Pater the next one, or if it came out Mechutuch and the head came out. But again, the Rishonim use a Lashon Rubei, and we'll see in the Rambam seems to actually hold as a Chiluk. Rabbi Yosi Agli Leimel, Rabbi Yosi Agli Leshita is b'chol anachlo l'koyin, that if you have a, I'm sorry, we skipped the case of Misha Banu Nasi Shikva Yolda, Yolda by the Shifcha v'Nishtachra by the Goy v'Nisgaira Misha Basa Yisrael Yolda. So all of these cases, the b'chol anachlo v'ein b'chol l'koyin, he's a b'chol anachlo, but he's not a b'chol l'koyin. Okay, because he's the firstborn to the father, not a firstborn to the mother. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, no, b'chol anachlo l'koyin, shenemar, peter rechem Yisrael, atri yiftu rechem Yisrael. So this we left off with a gaping problem last week, that l'chayra, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there should be no difference between a b'chor b'hem etameya, b'chor b'hem etahara, and a b'chor adam. If you hold that peter rechem b'Yisrael means that we only count what happens after you're a Jew, so just like we say that l'gabi b'chor adam, we should also say l'gabi b'chor b'hem, should be no distinction. We had the issue of Gershon Hizgaya Kakon Shanoila Dami, which was the Rital Ghazi's pshat. We spent a lot of time last week discussing that. And we didn't understand if it's Al Gershon Hizgaya Kakon Shanoila Dami. First of all, unclear why that should not be applicable to other things, but we'll leave that on the side. But then why didn't the Mishnah list it? The Mishnah should have said, the reason is because Gershon Hizgaya Kakon Shanoila Dami. Instead, we brought a pasuk, which ultimately that pasuk actually services the Chachamim. Because the Rital Ghazi says, what do the Chachamim do with the Svara of Gershon Hizgaya Kakon Shanoila Dami? Says the Rital Ghazi, the Chachamim read the Pasuk, Kol Peter Rechem B'Yisrael, has to be that the Peter Rechem happened while she was a Jew. And if not, it's not a B'chol. Just opposite. There are two conditions. Has to be Peter Rechem and has to be while she's a Yisrael. And if neither one is missing, it's not a B'chol. So the Chachamim actually used that Pasuk to service them for not holding Gershon as Gaia Kakonshon Eladam. So the problem we had on the Rit al Ghazi, it's like a double, it's really a double-edged question. Because on the one hand, he's not bringing the Pasuk, he's not bringing the Svara of Gershon as Gaia, which is a Svara we have in all of Shas. He shouldn't be bashful from saying it here. Number two, the Pasuk that he brings is so ambiguous that his opponents, the Chachamim, use that to support the opposite logic. They actually use that Pasuk to override the Halach of Gershon as Gaia Kakonshon Eladam. So all I'm saying is, the absence of Gershon as Gaia Kakonshon Eladam in the Mishnah is deafening. Because if the Mishnah would have said nothing, it would almost have been better. If the Mishnah would have just said, Rabbi Yossi Aglidimel, Ashi Yiftarechem Yisrael. Okay. The Rit al Ghazi would come in and say, you know why? Gershon is Gaia Kakonshon Eladam. Mamela, the woman's like a new person. And Mamela, that would be okay. We can work with that. But instead, Rabbi Yossi Aglidimel wasn't quiet. He provided his logic. But yet, that's not his logic. His logic is Gershon is Gaia. Maybe his logic is in conjunction with the pasuk, which in fact the Chachamim say that pasuk supports to say the opposite svara that we don't say Gershon is Gaia Kakonshon Eladam. So, to me, that this double-edged problem makes it almost unacceptable to learn that way to Mishnah. Makes it almost unacceptable. I'm sorry, you're plotting here. But you didn't take care of any of the problems that we just said. Which was, why didn't he say that that's the reason Gershon is Gaia? He didn't say. The Rabbi said he didn't give his Svara. But why didn't he... No, not Israel. As far as Gershon is Gaia, Kakonshon Eladam. That's as far as Gan Shas. Without a Pasuk of Israel. You don't need a Pasuk. If his Svara is Gershon is Gaia, Kakonshon Eladam, you don't need a Pasuk. Not only that, Adarabe. The Chachamim use that pasuk to say that even though they hold of Gershon is Gaia and Kol HaTorah Kule, over here it's not good enough because you need a Peter Rechem B'Yisrael. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlilui didn't bring his Svara. He brought a pasuk, which that pasuk actually could also be used against him. Haloi Dovahu. Haloi Dovahu. Okay. Right. Misha runs the Isha Shaloi Yoldo, person who had sons, married a woman that didn't, his guy who muberes, his tachra muberes, Yoldo became his Yoldo Vilivi, the Isha Shakva Yoldo, Misha Rasha Abal of Shah Sukhanov, and this is Yoldo and Yudu and Betisha Rish and Betisha Vilachra. Bcholokoy and Bcholonach. Bcholokoy and not a Bcholonach. It's Bcholokoy because Monoshoch is not a Bcholonach. Now in the case of Nasa Isha, if his guy go, which means she was basically pregnant when she was Mizgayeres, and then she gave birth out to Yisraelis, so we have big problems with that as well. We had three big problems in the Mishnah. Number one, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi HaGlilui. Why is there a difference between Adam and Behema? Our second problem was that why is a Giyaris, why is it a Bechor Lekoyin and any Bechor Lenachlo? Mumon of Shoch. Why is it not a Bechor Lenachlo? Because he's not miyuchas after the father, right? But the truth is, he shouldn't be miyuchas after the mother either. Shouldn't be miyuchas because we find the kid needs still mila l'shem geres. The only reason why he doesn't need tefillah, based on the Gemara Yevamos, is that the tefillah of the mother works for the vlad too. So he's also a ger. The child l'chayr is also a ger. So then l'chayr, the same reason why there should be no din on the father, and that's why he's not a b'chol anachla, should not be a b'chol kain either, for the same logic. He's not miyuchas after the father, his father's a goy, and he's a ger. He shouldn't be miyuchas after the mother, because he's a ger. Especially according to Rashi. We're going in Rashi. Rashi says, in fact, you need a milah to make him into a Yisrael. That means Rashi learns, if this vlad is born, this vlad of a woman who converted during pregnancy, and he never had a bris milah, not only is he an oral, he's not a Yisrael. No, you understand what I'm saying? An oral, he's ziches. But not only is he an oral, he's not a Yisrael. I'm not talking about Peter Rechem. Peter Rechem has to do with the mother and the child. The yachas pain. If the child is a ger, he's not chayiv in pidyon haben. The father's not chayiv in pidyon haben. The mother's definitely part of pidyon haben, because even in the case where the child is chayiv, the mother's part of pidyon haben. Right? So the only one to be chayiv in pidyon haben is the child. And if he's a ger, he doesn't have to do pidyon haben on himself. He's a ger. There's nobody to be mechayev. The father, you can't be mechayev, not be yuchas after the father. The mother, you can't be mechayev, because no mother in the world is chayev in pidyon haben. The mother of the God Lador is not chayev. The mother of Chaim Kanievsky is not chayev in pidyon haben. The mother, you can't be mechayev in pidyon haben. The vlad, you can't be mechayev in pidyon haben, because he's a girl. There's nobody to be mechayev. That's the problem. Especially according to Rashi. Again, if you don't know like Rashi, you could learn actually the geiris of the mother maybe works for the vlad, even in the pre-birth state. So then it's lesser of an issue. Again, the Gemara in Yevamos is mashmas the geiris on the vlad. Anyway, even if you learn not like Rashi, that doesn't preclude you from saying that the vlad is a geir. Because the simple reading of the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches is that when a pregnant woman is miskayeres, there's a tefillah on the mother, and there's a tefillah on the vlad happening simultaneously. Okay? Simultaneously. Which basically means that the vlad is getting his own geiris. You could arguably say that on the vlad, that's sufficient to make him into a geir. And therefore, when he's born, even if he doesn't have a bris, he's a Jew. That's acceptable logic. And that could be the way the other Rishonim learn. Could be the way the other Rishonim learn. But Rashi holds that not only is it a separate Geiris on the Vlad's still in the middle of Geiris. And he still needs a bris to make him a Ger. So according to Rashi, the Chzichishvel. And then lastly, the problem we were challenged with was why is the father considered disassociated from the vlad? So Rashi says, because Zirmas was from Zirmos. Tosfos says that's not true. That's not true. The Pasuk is true. It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, Zirmas was from Zirmos. That Pasuk is used for many different things. That when a goyish father is not connected to his son, which is true. Meaning, a goy is allowed to live with arayas min ha'av. A goy, even though he's chayiv in sheva mitzvah, chayiv in arayas, it goes by arayas min ha'aim. Arayas min ha'av don't work by a goy. And the reason is, one of the reasons, is zirmas from zirmas. That a goy is connected to his mother, not connected to his father. So the pasuk is saying something. But Rashi is applying it to Yerusha. Grade for Yerusha, Taloch is a goy, is miyuchas achalavif. Akum yoyrish is of dvar Torah. A goy inherits his father. Not only that, this is the irony of it, many Rishonim hold that the only Yerusha that a goy has as a goy is his father. The Meiri in Kiddushin says, Akum Yerush Yisoviv Devar Torah, Tafka Oviv. He says, Lagabi, the other relatives, it goes by whatever laws they impose. The Goyim could create their own laws of inheritance. In other words, it doesn't go with the Seder Nachlas of Bava Basta. The Goyim could have their own Yerusha. Right? But by what the Torah imposes is Yerusha's Av. Akum Yerush is over. So it's ironic that we're dealing here with Yerusha. And Rashi is trying to say why the goy is not associated with his father. Zilmasusim zilmasam. Grade by Yerusha. He's more miyuchas after his father than his mother. That Tosis doesn't ask. I'm just saying. That's what comes out. It's not only is he miyuchas, that Tosis points out that a goy is clearly as Yerusha's av. I'm telling you that according to Rishonim in the Kiddush, not all the Rishonim, according to some of the Rishonim in Kiddush, he only ashes his father. How's goy? Totally miyuchas to his father. What got miyuchas Yerusha? Yes, so they're also Talay Chacha Azochon. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying here we're talking about Yerusha. Yerusha is undebatable. That definitely Miyuchas after the father. Maybe only Miyuchas after the father. It definitely doesn't go across the board. It definitely does apply to Arayas. It definitely doesn't apply to Yerusha. And here we're talking about Yerusha. So the areas in the middle are gray. But here we got a. Okay, so let's just start the Gemara, and then we'll try to get back to some of our questions. So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Ein Aroish Poiter Benefalim. The head doesn't patter a nephil. In other words, the head is not called a Peter Rechem. By Nephilim. Because it was like Kolu Chadoshev. My time. Because it says, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apov. From the Hidalshans, that when do you go after the head, if it's a Nishmas Chaim? Kol Eichad Nishmas Chaim Ruach Chaim Ba'apov Choshev Reishe. Then the head is called a Chshivas. To be a leader. Right? Idach, somebody who's not a bar kayoma, loy choshev reish. You need rubai. Tanan, abach and a fallen, shiyotza reish chai, bentisha shiyotza reish mace, ktoni mias reish. Ma reish rubai. I was ni rubai, be misni rubai. Should have said rubai. I think boy misni safe, bentisha shiyotza reish mace. There didn't want to say rubai. Tone of Mela, time of the Roshay Mei, so Roshay Chai, Habach of Bechol HaNachol, Nami Lehav. He's nothing. Tone of Roshay Nami Roshay. That's why it says Roshay Mei. Umay Kamashmo, Kivon, the Mapik Roshay, once you head, have a lay later. Okay. Let's call the later. So, the head is called the later. What's really left open-ended here is the possibility that the leda of the head is only a leda by a ben tisha if it's connected to the rest of the body. This the Gemara doesn't directly address. What about the severed head? Simply, you would say, yes, that should be the leda's leish. Or let's put this way. Either yes or no, meaning either it is a later, it's not a later. Okay, we do find clearly in halacha that by tumas later, okay, by tumas later, if a woman has a later of a rosh of a head alone, she's tamei later. The simple pshat is because rosh is called a later, the head is a later. I'm talking about even if it's mechutach. So, but yet, let's look at the Rambam. When he brings down this din of our Gemara of Roshoy, Rambam says like this. This is Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. Chotach ha'ubil b'meyehu. What happens if the baby, we're talking about a complete baby, not a kolu chadosh of a full baby. We're not talking about a preemie, full baby. But it got caught up in the womb. For itzio eiver eiver. You took it out limb by limb. So the Rambam says, provided that you took out the Vlad, the next one is not a Bechor. The next child is not a Bechor. Why? Because he was a Leida. Here the Rambam doesn't say Roisha. Here the Rambam says you took out the Vlad. Ever, you took out the Vlad. Sounds like from the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference if the Vlad came head first or legs first. You need the Vlad to come out in order for it to be a Leida. Otherwise, he should say Roisha. Doesn't say Roisha. And then he says, Ben Shmoina, the Roish is not called a Leida. But I'll call upon him. This is what the Rambam says. The Shulchan Aruch by us is Nigrar, after the Lashon HaRambam. And actually, the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, points out that he feels that from the Rambam is Mashma, that you need the whole body. And he says, it doesn't make sense. You should need the whole body. The Roish should be enough. Even if it's cut up. The Roish should be enough. And actually, the Vilna Gaon compares it to Tumas Leida. Which here we could find a Rambam in Tumas Leida, in Isurei Bia. There the Rambam is clear. Comes a Rambam. Nechta Chavlad ben Meyer, this is by a woman, delivering a baby. Tumas Leida. If the Vlad got caught up in the womb, the Yotzo Eiver Eiver, if it went out the regel, the Rambam is very explicit. If the foot came out and then the thigh, says the Rambam, Eino tmeo leido atsheyetze ubay. Then you need most of the Vlad to come out. Once the majority of the body came out, the Vlad is, the mother is tummy. Zok the Rambam, v'im yotza roishai. But if the head came out, this is a mechotach, cut up. The head came out. It's Rubai. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav of Isurei Bia is very clear that it almost crystallizes what he says in Ilchus Bechorim, that by Bechorim we don't need that. Actually, by Bechorim this won't help. We need the body to come out. If the body is not intact, we need the body to come out. Otherwise, it doesn't count. So here the Rambam and Isurei Bia, they don't explain. But if you look back, in the Mari Kalkus, on the Rambam by Bechorim, see, he says like this. In Ilchus Bechorim. So the Ri Kalkus explains the Rambam Bechorim, because the Rambam's Loshen again in Bechorim, is Chotach HaUbe B'Meyeo, Perikin Aleph Halacha Tezvav. He doesn't say Roisha like he does in Isurei Bia. So the Mari Kaka says as follows. He says, Nira, de bimechutoch ein roish poitel. If the baby is severed, the limbs are severed, the roish doesn't pat. And that's why the Rambam Menuchas Bechorim said clearly, Devarim came out. He didn't make a distinction. In Isurei Bia, he's very explicit. That if it came out with the legs first, then you need roiv. If it came out head first, you don't need roiv. The head is roiv. And here, in Hilchos Bechorim, he just says, Devarim all came out. Or roiv Devarim came out. He says, the horoish Devarim shavim. That's all. And the Rikarka says he found a Braise, not in the Gemara, he found a Braise, that there's actually Machloikis Tanoim about this, about whether the head alone, severed head, would pater. And he found in that Braise, Rabbi Yossi holds Taka, the head alone paters. And the Chachamim argue, and he says, V'alocha kerabim, lochein sosam rabbeinu. That's why the Rambam was saying. Anyway, he says, Mikomokam, but he ends his words, the Rikarkos. Sosam Rabbeinu Yosef Midah. He should have said more. The Rambam should have been more explicit. But again, when you match up his language here with Isurei Bia, it is very clear. Because in Isurei Bia, he makes all kinds of conditions. How the Vlad comes out, what direction, head. And here he just says, you need the limbs, all the limbs to come out. But this is the bottom line, this had to be carcass. Very unclear, but why should there be a distinction? That he doesn't explain. To be carcass does not explain. I'm very confused. What are you trying to answer now? We have a contradiction in the Rambam, yeah? The Rambam in Isurei Bia says that if a severed head comes out, it's called a Leida. It's called a Leida for Tumas Leida. That means that this Rechem was Niftar. Okay? Now we're not talking about Kedusha. Zev, we're not talking about Kedusha's Bechira. We're getting very... if you're going there, you're going way off. Because we're not talking Kedusha's Bechira. Kedusha's Bechira, everybody agrees, the Rambam, the Vilna Goyen, everybody agrees, Kedusha's Bechira can only be Chal on a whole Vlad. That's what we had earlier. That's one thing. Over here in Maseches Bechiras, it's clear in the Mishnah. If somebody would say otherwise, they'd be Torah B'dvar Mishnah. It's clear from the Mishnah that even if the head comes out, it's sufficient not to give Kedusha to the Vlad, but to make the next one a non-Petarech. It's indisputable. Okay, that's a Mishnah. So clearly, Kedusha's Bechira and Peter Rechem, two different things. Now, the Rambam, the only reason to say that the head would not be enough is not because of Kedusha's Bechira, because we don't need Kedusha's Bechira. In fact, there isn't Kedusha's Bechira on the Nefil. We don't need Kedusha's Bechira here. All we need is that enough came out that the next one is not a Petarech. That's all we need. So if that's all we need, so the only way to explain, and the head is enough to come out for that purpose. The only debate that we have is that maybe the Mila of a head, let's get this clear, I think this will crystallize itself. The only debate that we have, L'chaira, is whether the head value is only when it's connected to the body. When the head is not connected to the body, it's like a limb. Granted, it's round, as a tzuras panim, but the head value, as far as the birth process is concerned, is only where it's connected to the body. That l'chaira is the only wiggle room we have to differentiate between, meaning, if we didn't have any theorists, that's what I would be telling all of you. I'll be telling all of you, why does the Rambam hold that if the head is severed, it's not good enough? I would say simple. Why is the head good enough normally? Because the head is a Roish L'guf. So long that the head is not a Roish L'guf, it's a mass, it's a piece of the human body. Which is what the Rikaka says. The Rikaka says that when do we say that Roish has a Mila? In as much that it's connected to the body. Then it has a cheshivas. Otherwise, it's a piece of the body, that's all. And lagabi pieces of body, its value goes down to the minimum value of the human body as far as leid is concerned. And in that scale, you need rubai. That would be simple pshat l'Rambam. And then we would close the book, everything is good. Our Gemara and the Mishnayis, they're all talking about a connected head. By Mechutach, the Mishnah didn't say. In fact, Rashi said Rubai by Mechutach. And maybe, in fact, a head is not a head if it's severed. Faltik. But the Rambam came in Isurei Bia. And the Rambam taught us that even when the head is severed, it still has a value, L'gabi Leida, that Roshay Kerubai. He says it clearly. The Rambam says, "V'im yotzo roishay keechod arei zeh kerubo," and that's why the mother is tomei leida. That means the Rambam is telling us, l'chayra, that what the Rikach has told you in Ilchus Bechorim is not what I hold of. I don't hold that a severed head loses its head value. Still has a mila. Still has a mila. Okay, this could be used, you know, therapeutically. A non-functioning head is also has a mila. You see? Still a mila. It's a head. It's a head. Those are them. So this is really l'chora a gaping stira. There's a gaping stira between these two Rambams. Now l'maisa, there's another Rambam which Zev was talking about. We struggled on that Rambam. That Rambam is not so applicable to us, because that Rambam is talking about Kedushas Bechor. By the way, we had struggled on that Rambam too. Very shver Rambam. We had another Rambam where, if you remember, the Rambam made a distinction Lagabi Kedushas Bechor. If all the limbs came out or not at the same, and they were all in existence. Very difficult Rambam. The Rambam learned that if you have a Bechor that comes out piecemeal, right, and as each limb comes out, you give it to a dog, there's no Kedushas Bechor. The Rambam says, if you took the Evarim and you collected them, Ever, ever, once most of the Evarim come out, you got a full package. We struggled with that very much, because L'chayim Manoshech, the end of the day, the Vlad came out. And if the Vlad has to be intact, so it shouldn't have Kedushas Bechor anyway. And if the Vlad doesn't have to be intact, who cares what you did with the pieces? Makes a difference, the pieces in the garbage or the pieces in the container or the pieces in the dog's... Who cares where the pieces? So we schwitzed a lot on that Rambam. That was a Rambam. Shalom remembers that Rambam. I mean, Zev obviously does. We see. Yeah, also Perek Vav. Mechata chever ever umashlich leklovim. Yotzov urubo yareze nikba. So there the Noisei Klei Rambam bring down the Sugyan Chulin Tav Samach Tesem and Beis, which is a foundation to that Rambam. So over there we gave an explanation that in order for there to be Kedushas Bechora, it has to be Chal on a Vlad. And a Vlad is Roiv of the Evarim. And it also has to be Chal on a Dover Sheyeshnei Ba'olam. So if the Vlad is not Ba'olam, it can't be Chal Kedusha. So I want to tell you like this. There's a fascinating Chazon Yecheskel, Pchatzkel Abramsky. Pchatzkel Abramsky is addressing a different issue. But Pchatzkel Abramsky talks over here also about the differences between Leida of Bechira and Leida of Tumas Leida. Again, he's not trying to be Miyash of this particular Stiras HaRambam, but here, Chazon Yecheskel is here in Nideh. Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav, in Tosefta, in Chazon Yecheskel in Nideh. And he says like this. He says, what's going on? Lomo nishtano leida mikdushas bechor. He's time to ask the question. Why is leida, lagabi leida, the pieces come out, so we say it's called a leida, the mother is tomei leida. Lagabi kedushas bechor, unless all the pieces are collected, and they're all here at the same time, there's no kedushas bechor. There's no Kedushas Bechor. He stops and says, what's the difference? So he comes here, the Chazon Yecheskel, and he says like this, Shani Tumas Leida Mekedushas Bechor. What's the difference, he says? The Tumas Leida, and this I think is a critical point, and it answers literally hundreds of kashas in Shas, this you say. Tumas Leida is different than Kedushas Bechor. He says the tumas leida toli be'aim. V'ktushas b'chol toli b'vlad. Da'ainu imas linam basoreim t'mei leida. That's it. V'ein af kemina im avlad nimtzo achshav eloi. We don't need a vlad. The vlad is only here by tumas leida to be able to reflect back at the mother and say the mother had a birthing experience. She had a leida. She had a ma'isa leida. She's tame. We don't need to look at the vlad. The vlad is a simon, not a siba. The vlad is a simon that the mother went through a leida process. If it wouldn't be a vlad, there wouldn't be a leida. So zokte chazon yecheskel, when we're measuring that, we don't care the end result. If we have a vlad here, we don't have a vlad here. That's Abchatzkel Abramsky's yisoid. We don't care. We don't care. He says, whereas by tumas leida, by bechol, tzorich sheyehei vlad achshov shetochul olav kedusha az bechoyla. Period. Okay. Now, if we take this yisoid from the Chazon Yecheskel, clearly, as I was telling Reb Zev, it's not really applicable to us because here we don't need kedushas bechoyla. We don't need kedushas bechoyla. But here's where we could say a big distinction, and that is like this: legabi kedushas bechoyla, legabi even choivas pidyon aben. Okay. Legabi choivas pidyon aben. We'll get to nachla, but legabi peterechem. Right. Our issue here is, in order for us to say that the next child, okay, is not a bechor, we have to be able to say that there was a child here that preceded him. It's not enough for us to say that the mother experienced a leida, because we're not trying to be metame the mother. We're trying to look at the next vlad and say, you're the second vlad that came out of this womb. You didn't make it out number one. You made it out number two. In order to be number two, there has to be a number one. There has to be a number one. If the vlad comes out after a lot of other things that came out of the rechem, right? The vlad, we can't tell the vlad, you know what? Your mother had a leida experience. That doesn't affect this vlad. It's okay, my mother had a leida experience, no problem. I'm number one. I came to the finish line first. Nobody came to the finish line besides for me. I'm the only one that came to the finish line. So in order to be number two, there has to be a number one. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So ein lechanami, Pchatzkel Abramsky stole my kedushas bechor, which is what Zev was saying. And that's not applicable to us. But I'm trying to say that even legabi de peterechem shaboy, you have to be able to say that this vlad was a number two. So now you could say simple. The Rosh has two milas. Number one, the Rosh is a significant aver. It's a significant aver. It's a major aver, the Rosh. That's one thing. That mila is always there. You can sever it from the rest of the body. You could not sever it from the rest of the body. That's a choshev eiver. The roish is a choshev eiver. That's period. That's not. And therefore, the leida of a roish is enough to be considered that whoever went through that process did a maisa leida. Right? Whereas, if you want to say that now there was a human here, there was a human being that came into the world first, right? For that you need that the head is representing the body. How much the head is not a human. Lu Yitzuyer, the only thing that got developed in this womb was a head. It wouldn't part to the next one from Bechor. The head is not a human. The head is a choshev eiver. It's Choshveva. So now it's very simple, I think. Lagabi tumas leida, zokta Rambam, I'm only looking at the mother. If I'm looking at the mother, I say the head is significant of an eval, that there's a leida. The mother is tummy. We don't need a vlad to matami the mother, we need a maisa leida to pata. To matami the mother. And matami the mother, all we need is that there was a significant enough of an experience, a birthing experience, that she did a maisa leida. She had that. Because the Rosh is sufficient for that. Grada, the Rosh has another mile that it represents the body. Lagabi that, it has to be connected. A Rosh that's severed can't, it doesn't associate. And Mela, there you need Roiv and a Guf. We have another rule in Shas. Roiv represents the whole thing. For that, it doesn't have to be connected. That has a Roiv value. The Roiv value works even if it's not connected. Those are three carcass. That once it's coming out of volume, now you need Roiv. If you don't have Roiv, it doesn't work. That's all. Simple. Reb Yossi, L'chayr, what Reb Yossi is saying, when he says it has to be a Petah Rechem B'Yisrael, what Reb Yossi is saying is that in order to be a number two, there had to be a number one. That's what we're establishing now. There had to be a number one. Inasmuch, so what's called a number one? Zokter B'Yossi, just like I just finished telling you, a head is not number one, because a head's not a human being. If it's severed head, it's not a human being. Yeah? Zokter B'Yossi, a number one means, in order for me not to be number two, the number one had to be a Jew that emerged. But if the number one that emerged wasn't a Jew, and therefore he's not associated to the Rechem for Bechira purposes, so now I'm the first one that came out with this title of Yisrael. It has nothing to do with the Gershon Hizgayek HaKonshonelot. That's why he didn't bring that. He would have brought that Svara. He's only saying one thing. He's qualifying what's number two. The Chachamim also agree partially to him. Because you see, according to the Rambam, the Chachamim would say, a head is metame leida, but a head doesn't make the next vlad number two, a severed head. Why? Because number two has its own scale, what's called number two. Has its own definition. And the Mele, the Rabbi Yossi is adding another definition. Number two Jew. Number two from a Rechem Yisrael. So I'm still number one. We have a way to associate me as a number one. And that's the bottom line. We don't look at how many birthing experiences this uterus has had. If we would gauge it as such, then if a head, severed head came out, it would also be enough. As Chaskal Abramsky is saying. Because the uterus experiencing the emergence of a head is also enough to be called birthing experience. But that doesn't make me number two, because the mother went through a birthing experience. I'm still number one. Zokter B'Yossi, there's another condition to be number one, number two. And that is that the first one was a Poiter Rechem B'Yisrael. If he wasn't, I could still hold the flag, number one. I, did this Rechem have a Leida experience? Yes. But not one which contradicts this one from saying I'm number one. I'm a Petah Rechem B'Yisrael. It's a Petah Rechem B'Yisrael. Now, okay, you know what? We'll leave the rest for next week because we're tying into the next week.
From
yeah.
Where was that? Where
that was a Yud Tesvav.
Yud Tesvav in the Torah? Thank you.
I don't know if this was addressed last week. How is the spoken by parents and Zerah?
about his hand first. They tied a string and said this one was born first, but just, it was just a hand.
So that doesn't matter, Shanet. Because really, he was already Nod Lotzeis all along. That's why they called him parents. So once, it's like the Gemara says, Yashva Lamashver. So that's already another form of Leda. Kivon Shavlad, Okar V'Nomim Koymai, he's his own goof. So Lagabi Malchus.
But Zerach didn't put it out the head first, just the hand. So even that, you shouldn't tie a string to his hand and say this one was Nola Tchila. It's not considered a Leda. Peretz is really the, should be considered the Bukhar.
As far as what?
As far as the Leda.
You took him out for what? For Malchus, or you took him out for?
No, just on the Psukim. Just reading the Psukim.
What were they trying to determine?
They said this one was Nola Tchila.
For what purpose?
For any purpose, ki huzeh. You can't say he's Nola Tchila.
So I'm asking you, for Malchus, what happened?
For Malchus, his parents. That's what
Hakufa.
Fine, so for Nachla, for anything else.
For what?
For determining the birth order. You can't say that Zerach is first. He didn't put out the head Tchila. It's not considered Leda.
No, I'm saying, for what purpose did they say? It's not halachic purpose.
Well, so why were they doing it?
The midwife?
Yeah.
Because you were just saying...
Just stam, we should know.
Zeh yotzer isha. Wasn't halachic. I would say, if I care, you have a raya from there, that is not a lid.
That Zerach...
Because im kol zeh, Malchus was...
He still gave it to
Pat. Yeah.
Strange. And why is it... why is it hard to bring that down? It has no... It doesn't tell us anything.
What do you mean? Just, what?